Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Hi, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Or go to drdahlia.com and you can send your message there. Please keep it clean, okay, because I can't read the bad stuff on air. You guys have been really good. I haven't got a nasty message in a long time, so thank you. Very, very good. Not that I want to wake the sleeping giant at all. So a lot of you guys are confused that quietly in the middle of the night, okay, CDC issued some new guidelines. CDC issues guidelines all the time. I'm always on the CDC website because I'm a doctor and I'm in journalism, so you kind of have to in the media. But this was kind of a biggie. This was a biggie. If you're at work, there's somebody next to you with COVID, you find out that they have COVID, you've been working with them for a while, you don't have to get tested now. If you don't have any symptoms and you were exposed to somebody with COVID, you don't need to get tested. And now people are like, what? What's going on with that? So remember, these guidelines, all right, are made, one, with our best interest at stake, but also for society's best interest. And my guess is they're having a little bit of a problem with the tests, right? Okay, all right, we've been having some issues with the tests. And what has been happening, which has been a cluster and a half, is somebody comes to work, ends up having COVID, employees freak out, employers freak out, right? PR teams get hired, right, to kind of keep everything on the down low so you don't have, there's a COVID outbreak in such and such store. So boss is like, fine, everybody get tested. As long as you're negative, you can come back to work. Well, people go and get tested and they come up negative, but that doesn't really mean much or make a lot of sense because if you're exposed to COVID, it could take 2 weeks before you even start developing symptoms. So when I hear people calling in saying, look, I need to get a COVID test today, and I'm like, when were you exposed? They were like, this morning. I'm like, it's going to come up negative. The test is going to come up negative. If you were exposed, I guess when you're exposed, you got to be home for 14 days. And then, if you don't have any symptoms, you can either go back to work or we could get you tested. But if you test right now, it's going to be too early. So it's been a cluster, which means we either have people that are just every 2 weeks at home, okay? And, you know, there's like the Family Cares Leave Act that I think gives you 2 weeks of paid leave. Most people already used all that up back in March. So there are people going, wait a second, do I really have to go? You know, if my COVID test is negative, can I come back? Well, yeah, but if your COVID test is negative, that really doesn't mean much. Because it could have been done too early. For you to make a positive COVID antigen test, you have had to have virus replicate. Now, asymptomatic people can test positive, meaning no symptoms, but we kind of need to wait for it. It seems to be more effective to wait until after your exposure, you've had some more antigen, which is why we've been telling you all this time, if you've been exposed to COVID, stay home. Well, the CDC changed their guidelines. So if you have symptoms, if you've been exposed and you have symptoms, you're quarantining and you're getting tested. But if you found out that a friend of a friend and somebody's mother and mother-in-law and father-in-law's second, third, fourth cousin's neighbor, right, might have had COVID, and all those people were next to each other, you don't necessarily have to run and get a test. If you want to get a test, I guess you can, but you don't necessarily have to. You're supposed to monitor your symptoms. If you think you've been exposed to a rip-roaring dose, you stay home. But if you aren't having any symptoms, you don't necessarily have to get tested. Now, for those of you that work in healthcare, if you're getting tested every week, you continue to get tested every week. If you are in a nursing home facility, either working there or living there, you're probably still going to be tested. Those things are still allowed. But what the CDC says is if you have been in close contact within 6 feet of a person for at least 15 minutes and do not have symptoms, you don't necessarily have to have a test. You should monitor your symptoms. If you think you exposed others, doing a quarantine is on your own. You could do that, but you don't necessarily have to miss work. You don't necessarily have to go home. Now, some people are totally freaked out about that because, like, well, wait a second. That means you're allowing people with COVID to come to work. Well, the thing is work, I think there's people with COVID all over the place. I mean, I think there are people who either don't feel it, don't care, don't want to know, that are running around spreading COVID. In fact, the super spreaders, the age group that is probably the biggest spreader of COVID are the younger people. And the younger people really aren't really watching. You know, nobody wants to force these young kids to get tests, and the kids don't like getting tests. And I mean, but, you know, there are asymptomatic people running around with no symptoms at all, not even realizing that they were exposed to somebody at a gas station or at a restaurant or on a date. Do you have COVID? No, I don't have COVID. Do you? I don't have COVID. Good, we're good. You know how many times I hear that conversation? Do you have COVID, dude? Nope, I'm good. I've even said it to friends. Okay, we went over to our friends for dinner. Like, guys, I don't have COVID. No, none of us have COVID. Yeah, we're good. How the hell do we know if we have COVID or not? Really? Really? You know, but, we're like, look, I don't have any symptoms. I feel good. Can we hang? You know, so my guess is what's happening is the CDC is kind of realizing, one is, you know, we still have the potential to run out of tests, and they want to make sure we still have them for people who need them. Number two is it's a complete mess where every time you think you've been exposed, you're trying to get tested or you're staying home or you're nobody's leaving their house. And then number three is when you are positive for a test, you might still be positive a week later. You might still be positive 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later. I mean, look what happened with George Floyd. He was positive early April, and then during his autopsy end of May, may he rest in peace, he was positive for COVID as well. Is it because you just stay positive for a while, or is it that you're getting reinfected? I know everybody says you can't get reinfected with COVID, but there's a case in Hong Kong, where, and I believe also in China, where they say, nope, somebody got reinfected. They were officially negative, and then they got it again. Now, it could have been a reactivation of the same virus, or it could have been a new virus. So the what this delineates is, and what this basically, you know, teaches us translates into is our tests have issues. And so people are just testing positive for weeks on end, and they're never getting back to their regular lives. And so, we kind of need to, you know, if you test once and you've done your 10 days and you've stayed home and your symptoms are gone or almost gone and no fever, you can go back to work. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing we really haven't talked about is some mishaps that happen when you text or you tweet or you post. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten myself into awkward situations where I have like an autocorrect. I do have a spell check on my texts because I just love how you start typing the word and I don't know how to spell hemorrhoids or whatever, and then it just fills it in and I'm like, great, thank you for doing that. It's nice. Autocorrect is a great feature. The problem is it'll sometimes choose words that I really didn't want. So I might be, let's say, texting a student saying, okay, can I call you in a sec? And instead, I use the word SEC. Let me call you in a sec. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. I mean, that's something, you know, us Generation Xers use. Sometimes your autocorrect changes that to sex. And give me sex or whatever. And you're like, oh, my gosh, please, for the love of the Lord. But you already hit send. And you're like, no. I said, you know, and so a lot of us, okay, have done poor misspells, poor autocorrect, and we've fixed it. There's some that they're online and they're pretty, pretty funny. I can't really bring them up because some of them are not really appropriate for prime time. But when you hear what some people accidentally text and it just autocorrects, it's scary. It's frightening. Well, usually if you accidentally text somebody, you know, you could immediately text back, oh, I didn't mean it. Sorry, that was autocorrect. I meant to say this. And, you know, you just keep putting the word 2-3 times. And so it's kind of understood, okay, it's a mistext. The problem is some people, and they're actually in media, right, have gotten themselves in trouble while the Nuggets were playing in the Western Conference NBA Championship this last week or two. So John Fock, F-O-C-K-E, and Darren McKee had been tweeting on the Nugget game. Now, certain letters are next to other letters when you text or type. And so the term Nugget got changed with both of these different broadcasters, right? Two different times, two different games, a week apart. The word got changed to something else. Now, I don't know if it was autocorrect. Autocorrect shouldn't do that. I don't know if it was a mistype, but here they are in broadcasting, in journalism, and they have a very, very bad word up there when they allegedly just meant to type, you know, about the Denver Nuggets, the basketball team. So, one got suspended indefinitely. The other one, I think, is off air, and we don't know what's going to happen to him. They both, as soon as they found out their mistake, apologized, said, I didn't mean to. This is what I meant to type. I swear this is what I meant to type. But I'm noticing that people are making some real bad faux pas, and a tweet or a post will ruin you for life. I mean, your career will end for life. And, I can't stress the importance of, you know, making sure that you, like, think before you go. So what's very, very interesting, and what's been happening, and I apologize, my Facebook Live has kind of, sorry about that. Let me get back online. All right, hold on a second here. All right, trying to get my Facebook Live, and I don't know why it won't. See, this is interesting. Okay, see, it's saved, but it doesn't want to. Sorry, guys. We broadcast people. We really do seem to kind of suffer a lot with mishaps in the media. So let's kind of get us back online for you guys. There we go. Okay. So we're back up. One thing that has happened with social media and internet and all that is now everybody's become a journalist. You know, there are people that never even had any desire to be in the media, any desire to be in journalism. All of a sudden, they are finding themselves a role in social media. And so I'm seeing people I went to school with, I'm seeing moms and dads and all that, and you see them kind of rush to get a story out. And they'll even put breaking news. And I'm like, okay, look at you. You got the journalism bug, you know? And I think it's cool because some of you guys are, you know, I mean, I get news wires. I get briefs. I get, you know, I have a Dr. Dahlia Show news team. I mean, I have, I don't know where they are right now. They're probably all asleep or drunk. I'm not sure what they're doing. But, you know, I mean, but many times I get my news from you guys. You know, you'll post something and I'm like, oh no, so-and-so died. Then I'll double check it. I'll verify it. And then, you know, whatever. And so some of you realize that kind of neat when you get something out there and you're one of the first and then somebody retweets you and then somebody who is, of a stature in social media or in YouTube or a celebrity retweets what you tweet. And wow, you feel like you have instant fame. And I get it. I get it. You know, it's really, really cool when you have somebody retweet your tweet. I get that. All right. And I thought getting a big wheel was cool or, you know, getting a $5 off coupon at Applebee's was cool. But, you know, now we have new coolness and new little, you know, things that happen that, you know, kind of incentivize people to be more on, you know, the internet and to share information and communicate. But with that comes a huge, huge risk. You know, what was it with Spider-Man with great, what is it? What comes responsibility? With great power comes responsibility. Being in journalism or being in the media or communication, there is a responsibility. If you are going to post something randomly on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, YouTube, you do have a duty, right? There is some sort of a duty. It's not a law. You don't really take an oath, but you do have a duty to make sure that you're not spreading misinformation. You have a duty of, you know, putting something out there that is actually worthy and ethical of being out there, okay? You can't just spread lies. You know, if I have an opinion on something, I'll say it's an opinion, you know, and or it'll be an opinion piece or it'll be on my blog. But I'm very, very careful of saying something as fact if it's not, because I have a responsibility to listeners. Well, what's happened is people have not been as responsible, but they've been focusing their priority to speed. Let's get that text back out. You know, let me text you back and I'll show you that I responded to your text right away. Or I posted right away. Or I was the one that came up with it first. And every single time I've noticed that I would rush through a message or rush through something, it would have maybe spelling errors. It wouldn't be grammatically correct. It might not have had the meaning I wanted it to. And so we need to kind of pump the brakes. We need to kind of slow our roll, right, on this idea that we need to be the first one out there. You know, and the reason why is we've done this to ourselves. I don't know if you guys have ever seen, and I really feel bad because I think the same way. So there'll be some, I don't know who these people are, but there'll be somebody that'll put breaking news, okay, you know, or make it act like there's breaking news, and they share something that's been out for like 13 hours. Okay, that's been around for 13 hours. And when you read it, you're like, really? It, like, dude, where have you been for the last 13 hours? I mean, we've known about that. That's kind of old news, right? You know, now you're telling us that there's a hurricane in the Gulf. Okay, we've kind of known about that for a while. In fact, people have already been evacuating. Really? And so you look lame, okay? I mean, if you are a late poster, you know, in fact, I have turned down things to post, right? I do select. I'm pretty selective on what I post. And because I'm like, you know what? It's already out there. The news is already out there. And I just don't want to look like a late poster. I just don't. But, you know, it might seem comical. This might seem to be a fluff segment. Well, who cares? No big deal. It is a big deal because I think people are really at risk of losing their jobs. I mean, for a, you know, saying hold on a sec to switch to sex, you could be in trouble for sending a sext, and all it was an autocorrect. So what do you do? Well, here's some advice. Number one is maybe get rid of the autocorrect. Just all you have to do is hit a button. All right. Number two is if you are going to post or tweet or text, all right, slow it down. Don't hit send. Proofread it. Remember when we had typing class? We had typing class, and then I'd be like, great, 90 words a minute. Woohoo! And I'd be like, you know, dancing, and I'd be like, you know, kind of doing the moonwalk. Then the teacher would come over and see half a dozen mistakes. And then I would get marked down on my typing test. So I learned that before I said, I'm done, to proofread, to look at the letters. Not that you could do really anything on a manual or IBM Electric, you know, to fix your errors. You could do it on a word processor later. But, you know, you want to proofread. And, you know, who cares if you're not first? You know, you misspell nuggets. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're done. You are done. If people don't believe you that it was an accident, you're done for. And so I'm not sure what the fate is of these broadcasters. And who cares if you post it 1 minute later? You know, and then after you post, read it. Make sure it's okay. And if not, delete it. But be careful out there, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is expected to be a Category 4 storm when it reaches Texas and Louisiana tonight. It will bring a catastrophic storm. It will bring a catastrophic storm surge, extreme winds, and flash flooding. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's it's scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Two protesters were fatally shot and at least one was injured in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, as riots and civil unrest continued for a third night over the Sunday police shooting of Jacob Black, a black man who has since been paralyzed and left fighting for his life. The governor in Wisconsin declaring a state of emergency. This is USA Radio News. Fires are continuing to burn in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
California firefighters bracing for more hot, dry weather today. Crews battling the historic wildfires, many of them in Northern California, did get a bit of a break this week when the weather cooled off and the lightning decreased. Many of the blazes had been sparked by lightning, but now forecasters are predicting temps to go back up over the coming few days and into the weekend, and fire officials say crews are preparing for a marathon in the upcoming weeks to try to contain those fires.
Actress Bette Midler is facing backlash for mocking First Lady Melania Trump's accent. Some are saying Midler is being xenophobic by tweeting that Melania Trump still can't speak English and get that illegal alien off the stage. The First Lady closed the second night of the Republican National Convention, speaking from the Rose Garden at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news being reported by Daily Mail. Four American troops have been wounded when Russian forces deliberately, we're being told, rammed their armored vehicle in East Syria during a high-speed confrontation. U.S. service members have been diagnosed with mild concussion-like symptoms, citing a draft statement by the U.S. Central Command. A video tweeted of the incident bearing Russian markings shows the drama that resulted in an apparent ramming. You see a Russian helicopter can be seen overhead, while military vehicles bearing U.S. and Russian flags circle. This is crazy stuff. It almost looks like a... They have flags. You see the American flag, you see the Russian flag. And a military scholar who reposted the video said U.S. forces appear to be blocking the path of a Russian patrol in an open field. So there's this high-speed confrontation, and then they get rammed. They basically collide. Now, the U.S. has several hundred troops in Syria. Following a pullout, President Trump announced they're mostly in the east of the country. The U.S. has supported Syrian Democratic Force in the conflict. Russia has backed the government of President Bashar al-Assad. So the clash, I guess, on the ground comes after U.S. and Russian diplomats have taken steps to avoid accidental military engagements between our two powers. The two sides negotiated in 2015 under the Obama administration over rules for the skies as both sides exercised air power in the Civil War. They've continued to maintain communication in an effort to avoid confrontations. So not exactly sure why we have a Russian helicopter hovering over the U.S. forces trying to make U.S. disperse. And then when the U.S. vehicle in the encounter appears to be an MRAP, a mine-resistant ambush protected, designed to protect against roadside bombs, not sure why they got rammed. So we'll keep you guys posted. Not sure what's going on, but never good to have any sort of escalation. Hopefully the troops recover as well as they can. The crowds that we are seeing with Black Lives Matter originally started out as, you know, peaceful protests, have started to take a more interesting turn. And you're going to hear the phrase, white silence is violence. And apparently, there's video footage of certain, now I don't know if they are sanctioned by the Black Lives Matter team, or if these are people that are going rogue. But you are seeing protesters threaten and film white diners at D.C. restaurants demanding that they raise their fist and show solidarity with them. And you see two people in one of these videos. They're eating. They're wearing masks. And then you see the crowd kind of descend on them while they're eating outside. Now, remember, a lot of these restaurants, they have you eat outside because they can't have indoor seating. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with D.C., but anyway, they're outside kind of in a cafe area sitting down, and you see demonstrators aggressively yelling at one woman as to, you know, why she's not, I guess, demonstrating with them. And people are concerned about the aggressive nature, the intimidation tactics. The lady she's sitting with immediately puts her arm up. And, you know, to show support. But the other woman looks like she's arguing or discussing. And you see maybe about 50, 60 people, and there's no barrier. So they're sitting at a little table for two. You see them drinking a drink. I don't know if it's a margarita. And you see people basically descend on her, yelling at her, that she's not raising her arm. Now, like I said, the person she's sitting with has her arm raised up. And apparently she gets to kind of be... avoid some of the backlash. But you see the other woman, and I'm not sure what the conversation was, just kind of be taken aback. And, you know, we've talked about how, you know, people were pulled out of their cars. You saw video footage of somebody in L.A. being ripped out of their cars. And, you know, I've talked to many people where they will have a sign in their car ready to go so that if they do find themselves on a street where they look like they think they're going to be mobbed, they could very easily show the sign, Black Lives Matter. And, you know, hopefully they can keep driving or be able to get away from the crowds. And we're kind of missing the whole point. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the summer, how many of us, especially us older individuals, Generation Xers and Baby Boomers, we're told, never talk about politics, never talk about religion, all right? Try to stay neutral. It's safer. Because, you know, many of us have seen or heard from our relatives how, you know, it was kind of dangerous if you aired your political views or aired your, you know, religion. Having had multiple family members, most of my family killed in the Holocaust, now religion was just not something that we were trained to or encouraged to talk about. Lay low. Because you just don't know who wants to come after you. And so you have a lot of people that have said, look, you know, there's a lot going on. I'll donate to a cause. I'll vote. But I'm going to stay neutral because I just want to play it safe. And lately with what's happening, your stay neutral is being accused of you being against one side. And, you know, if you're not with us, you're against us, is forcing people out of the neutral zone. And that's what a lot of, you know, unfortunately, you know, people want on all sides of the fence. They, you know, that are extreme. You know, they want to make sure that people don't sit this one out. You know, they want to force the divide. They want to force your hand to make a decision. But what a lot of people don't realize is you have many people that support the Black Lives Matter movement, but they might not support some of the anti-police sentiment or anti-Israel sentiment or anti-Trump sentiment. So they, unfortunately, when you know, people kind of accost you saying you need to make a choice, I've heard from people that wanted to go to some of the protests, but they didn't want to be caught on camera next to somebody having a sign that looked anti-Trump. You have a lot of people that are for BLM, but they're also Trump supporters. So, you know, when the narrative changed and it started to change to, you know, anti-police, or there were some anti-Semitic sentiment with some of the, statements coming from some of the leaders or demonstrators, and you have people going, but look, I don't want to look like I'm associated with that part of it. I want to be associated with just BLM. And that's not an option. You're going to have a lot of people try and sit this one out. And it's unfortunately intimidation tactics. It's aggressive. And, you know, many people who are like, well, look, you know, what do we do? I don't want to lose my job over this. I don't want to get, you know, videotaped, you know, next to somebody who's looting and then look like I'm looting. I mean, how do I support a cause without being drawn into these ancillary aspects that grew from this that really is kind of taken from the main thread of it? And so unfortunately, you know, people are really kind of caught. And so when people see these videos, people just kind of eating and just kind of doing their thing and, you know, not promoting violence, not, you know, fighting BLM, not necessarily supporting BLM openly, but they're just kind of having a drink or eating or, you know, doing what their constitutional rights allow. And them to be accosted and, you know, made to feel guilty that they're sitting there eating or drinking something, then it's really starting to change the concept of, you know, we're fighting for our constitutional rights to we are being, you know, fascist or anarchist, or we're forcing a side. I mean, people don't want to be forced into a side. You also don't want to force people in a side that might not generally agree with all aspects to that. I mean, you know, if you have a team or if you have a charity or if you have a... One thing I learned with charity work is if you have somebody that doesn't really believe in the cause, they're not going to have their passion in it, and they could actually hurt the cause. So you want people that, you know, really, really are passionate about, let's say, leukemia and lymphoma, you know, or fighting sickle cell disease or whatever. Because if they, you know, but that's not, unfortunately, what we're seeing. So very scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Richard calling from Florida. Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Good, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
No, thanks. What's going on?
So what I wanted to talk to you about was you had that little segment right before the commercial there, and you made a statement during that segment is some people might support, you know, Black Lives Matters, but they don't support what's going on. And I think right. You can't have your cake and eat it too, right? Black Lives Matters is, and you're going to think I'm being extreme, but they are an avowed Marxist organization. You can easily go on YouTube and find the founders of Black Lives Matter saying that we are Marxist-trained community organizers. You can go on YouTube and find the Black Lives Matter, one of the Black Lives Matter leaders in New York basically saying, we're going to burn it down, society. Mm-hmm. And when questioned by a reporter, do you mean that actually or kind of metaphorically? He's kind of equivocal about that. You know, we'll see. So imagine, though, if I, like, said, well, I support David Duke and his white nationalist movement. I just don't support racism. I mean,
right.
you can't have
right.
it both ways. So
I know.
You can't say I support Black Lives Matter, but I just don't support everything that goes along with it.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. But that's what's frustrating. And that's why people are being, you know, torn between this. Because, you know, if you are asked, you know, well, do you support them? And you say no, then you get accused of racism. And I, you know, it's, you know, nothing's perfect. Nothing's ideal. But exactly. BLM has now turned into where, you know, there's anti-Semitic roots. There's Marxist roots. There's rioter. There's riots. There's looting. And it's a shame because, you know, people even say for George Floyd, this isn't what his name was supposed to be about. This wasn't what, you know, Jacob Blake or whatever. Blake, it's so unfortunately I agree with you. It's turned into something that you can't support because otherwise you are supporting all of it. You can't pick and choose. You're right.
Yeah, well, and also I would somewhat disagree with you, ma'am, when you say that it's turned into this. Black Lives Matter was basically started after the thing that happened in Ferguson, Missouri. It's
right.
been Marxist from the beginning. It's been revolutionary from the beginning. If you're worried about police brutality, this all these, you know, protests should have happened back when Tony Tempa was killed in Dallas under similar circumstances, a white gentleman who was schizophrenic in the summer of 2016 with police officers' knees in his back screaming for help, right? If we were really worried about police brutality, but this is all a political, revolutionary Marxist movement. So please be careful when you use this terminology, because we need to make sure that people are not supporting something that really is not what they think it is. This has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter and civil rights. It is a Marxist revolutionary mm-hmm. movement to take down the Western nuclear family and to do away with capitalism. And you can read that right on the Black Lives Matter website.
I appreciate that, Richard. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Yeah, you know, it's unfortunately, it's an absolute mess. And we see a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to many of these movements, just like with the, you know, the masks and the social distancing. You know, how come people couldn't go to weddings? How come people couldn't go to funerals? How come, you know, you couldn't have church? How come you couldn't have you know, graduation, you know, in the name of, well, we're doing this for public safety with COVID, but then the protests happen and nobody has, you know, gets into the same amount of trouble that businesses had been, or, you know, people paddleboarding in L.A. I mean, you do lose that. And this is a problem where, you know, there's a lack of leadership. When you have hypocritical, arbitrary rules that support one side or that, you know, condemn one thing, but then they don't condemn the other and they're picking and choosing. Where are we going with this? Same thing with, you know, all men created equal. I mean, we are not supposed to discriminate. You know, most groups are anti-discrimination. And then you hear, nope, this scholarship is only for women, or this is only for this particular race, or this is only, well, that's discrimination. That's segregation. And I thought we were against all that. And so I think the moral to what we're seeing, if we could put a word for it, is hypocritical, hypocrisy. I mean, if you're going to stand for something, then you have to stand for it the whole way. I mean, then it has to be all about that. And unfortunately, it's not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Hurricane Laura, breaking news, has now become a Category 4. We were afraid that that would happen, but we predicted it would happen as it is coming close to the Louisiana-Texas coast. It is expected to hit tonight with, quote, unsurvivable storm surge of up to 20 feet. It grew to a Category 3, now has become officially a Category 4 with sustained winds over 130. So we will keep you posted. There's been mass evacuations. The storm has intensified. Unlike Marco, the storm that was named after Laura, that dissipated pretty quickly, lost a lot of its strength after passing the Yucatan Peninsula, going into the Gulf of Mexico. Hurricane Laura made a beeline for the Caribbean, made a beeline for the Gulf, and now is making a beeline for our border. Once Hurricane Laura does make landfall, it is going to go up through Arkansas and then make a complete eastern right turn out towards the Atlantic, hitting all those states as it goes, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Carolinas. So, unfortunately, it has hit a Category 4. This is very unfortunate for those of us that remember Hurricane Katrina. That was a Category 5, started to weaken to a 4, down to a 3 by the time it hit Louisiana. So if a Category 3 storm could do the damage that we saw with 1,800 people dying at least in Louisiana, imagine what a Category 4 storm could do. And if it decides to hover and not move quickly and dissipate as soon as possible, it could be worse than Katrina. So we're very, 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 very concerned, and we're watching that closely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, the fires. This is 2020. This is one of the worst years we've seen. And unfortunately, we're having historical fires still going on in Northern California. Here are some updates. We have had a little bit of cool air. Some lightning strikes have slowed down. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. The blazes have already killed about 7 people, 1,300 homes, other buildings, evacuation orders still in effect for 170,000 people. The SCU complex fire east of San Jose is only 25% contained. The LNU complex fire stretching from Napa to Yolo County is 33% contained. Cal Fire's crews are clearing the way for evacuees to move back into the southern edge of where the fire burned, including parts of Winters, Napa, and Solano counties. For those of you that have never been into Northern California in these areas, it is so beautiful. But it's been dry. There's been drought. So the trees and the forests, albeit gorgeous, are pretty dry and can very easily fuel a fire if they get hit by lightning. Cal Fire is in talks with the National Guard and California Conservation Corp about providing reinforcements. The current fires have pushed firefighters to the breaking point. They've been doing marathon shifts. It's exhausting. Air quality remains unhealthy. Health officials have forecast of an air quality index around 150, which is just unhealthy all around. So the fires on the LNU Lightning Complex, the SCU Lightning Complex, Butte Lightning Complex, Mock Fire, North Complex, go to the websites or go to the Cal Fire incident page to get some of the latest information. But unfortunately, it's not easing up, and even though weather cooled down a little bit, they are concerned that there's going to be a resurgence. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as the Republican National Convention is going on, some of the liberals have been lashing out. With Melania Trump, for example, Bette Midler had said something to the effect of, tweeted something to the effect of, oh, God, she still can't speak English. Well, apparently Bette Midler has been getting some backlash. And, the comedian or no comedian, people are not finding the, ridicule of somebody's accent funny. So Joe Biden, might have gotten a little bit of a bump with his Democratic convention, but we're hearing that the RNC has been doing a fairly good job with theirs. We'll see what happens. Polls don't seem to really be very indicative, as we learned in 2016. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.